Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Warriors are trying to get back on track after that brutal loss at Cleveland Cavaliers. Oh, my God, that was disgusting.
Cavs are good. They Cavs just handled the Lakers, good. Too.
Yeah, like, no, I was watching that, too. Yeah. Cavs have a championship look.
Yeah.
They have a championship look, but... this college football playoff, and I've been looking for the right word or how to phrase this, but I believe Spadoni, the college football playoff is going to become the second most watched sporting event in all of America. I think the expansion of the college football playoff, something I've been waiting on for so many years, but not only is it a moneymaker, it's going to be a ratings boost for any network. These bowl games for quarterfinal games, I mean, wow, the theater, look at the uniforms, look at the teams that are involved. And then the household names that it's going to create, like Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State. We can't wait for this guy to leave for the NFL. He's got two more years left. And they had a graphic up of him looking like Julio Jones and T.O., who he was comparable to. And I agree with all that. This guy's a stud.
He's a physical specimen.
He's a problem. But Spadoni, I do believe what this tournament is going to do. Like March Madness in college basketball for many, many years, we're going to be able to grow with players, especially with the NIL and all the transferring, everything like that. This is the second best, like we talk about the shift, right? The shift, how it just changed baseball. Taking away the shift, having a pitch clock. Oh, wow, we could digest baseball games in 2.5 hours. Great. This college football playoff, I think, is going to be up there. You know, the Super Bowl is one thing, but I don't think anybody's going to touch the college football playoff in the next 5 years.
Well, I mean, a guy named Cam Scataboo is now a household name around the entire United States of America. Cam Scataboo, redshirt senior running back, out of Arizona State University, by way of Sacramento State. Baby.
Yeah.
So you know what? He's our guy. I'm going to claim him.
You're
all right.
Because
Sacramento likes to claim us all the time. We'll try to claim them too. But no, the guy's 5'6". He's listed at 5'6", 215 pounds.
Yeah.
He's like a new muscle hamster. That's exactly who's my guy. Doug Martin. Doug Martin did not like that nickname, by the way. It was not his favorite.
That is a good one.
But it was just fun watching. He was literally trying to do everything he could in that game. He was receiving. He was running. He was throwing the freaking. He's throwing dimes out there.
4th and 2. Dude, this and Coach Dillingham is so unbelievable.
Real quick. Yeah, they are unbelievable. I don't know who the defensive coordinator is, but my God. 4th and 13. You're doing everything right leading up to that point. You don't need to do a cover zero blitz. Who are you? Who does that?
Steve
Wilkes. Greg Williams? Steve Wilkes? Like, what do we cover zero? Oh my God.
And they got no heat
and
on you.
They picked it up perfectly.
They picked it up perfectly. I was like, oh my God, he's got too much time.
Right.
And he threw the bomb. So at that point, I picked up the Wingstop because I thought the Rose Bowl was going to be an all-time classic.
I can go for some Wingstop right now.
And we're all disappointed. So I got me some Wingstop. The girls are out of the house.
What's the go-to? Lemon pepper? Okay.
Lemon pepper.
All right. What, you like blue
garlic
cheese, ranch, garlic?
Ranch. You go ranch.
All right, there you go.
You know, get some strips on the side. Yeah, I went.
Cajun fries?
I went cheese fries.
Okay, not mad at
cheese
that.
Cheese fries. It was New Year's. I was like, you know what? I'm watching football. I'm a cheat meal my first day.
Hey.
First meal of the year. Whatever.
I got some In-N-Out. I'm not mad at that. So there you go.
So I'm watching. So I got the phone on because I'm thinking, all right, Arizona State's done. So when I go pick it up, all of a sudden Arizona State, I got the game on in my car. And I'm like, what? They're about to tie it? So I got the game on the phone. I'm rewinding it back as I'm stopping. And all of a sudden I'm in the car when I pull up to the house. And it's 4th and 13. I'm like, oh my gosh, Arizona State's going to do this. Because remember the second down play? They smacked the hell out of Texas. And I was like, wow, look at them swarm to the football.
I felt like they kind of got hosed because it should have been like a 3 or 2 yard loss on the run or whatever it was. But they called forward progress, I guess. Yeah. It's fugazi, but whatever.
But yeah, I went crazy with the 4th and 13. The cover zero blast was like, oh my God, they picked it up.
And even leading up to that point, there was two opportunities from Texas to win the game. And the kicker God love the kicker. I forget the guy's name. But even Sarkisian goes up to the guy before he misses the second one. He gasses him up, put both hands on his helmets. They both smile at each other because I'm listening to it on the radio side too. So when they're describing it, it's so much funnier that they missed it because they say it after the fact. He was just gassing up. They smiled at each other and then... he goes out there and misses it.
On the TV broadcast, I think Bert Auburn is the kid's name. And they were talking about how, like, this kid is so money from inside 40 yards. They're setting him up perfectly. I'm like, you can just see, like, the broadcast jinx, like, Grim Reaper standing behind the kid.
Shout out real quick, as you mentioned, the television broadcast, Joe Tessitore. Might have been a masterclass in everything.
Tessitore is good, alongside Jesse Palmer. Jesse Palmer, to Lovett's point, he's like, this is perfect. Just center the ball for the kicker. They didn't center, and it was from the right hash, and he still missed
most predictable miss ever.
It was the most predictable miss. And Scottable and company are going to overtime, and they take the lead, and it's 4th and 13, and they picked up the cover zero blitz perfectly. And Quinn Ewers is a star. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway.
At least for the day, he's a star.
At least for the day.
Joe Shasky, by the way, if he didn't listen on Tuesday, he thinks that Kyle Shanahan might draft him.
Quinn Ewers?
Yeah.
Quinn Ewers might be back in college. Who knows?
Well, apparently he said he could have a $6 million NIL deal on the table.
Yeah, no, there's people out there rumoring that he may go to Notre Dame next season. Oh. Oregon may need a new quarterback. They do. Dylan Gabriel, by the way, looked very small against Ohio State. For his draft prospects, I did not like what I saw from Gabriel.
Tommy, if you heard this one before, Oregon looking small in a championship window.
Sorry, Mark Grandy. But they go to the Rose Bowl, right? It's already 7-0. And it's the crowd's roaring, and I'm already having withdrawals. By the way, shout out to everybody out there affected by the New Orleans strategy.
Yes.
The Sugar Bowl got postponed. Our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody who was hurt out there. What a senseless act. Just disgusting to have this year start like that way. So shout out to everybody in New Orleans. Hopefully everybody is safe. So they postponed the Sugar Bowl. And when they did that, I started having withdrawals. I was like, damn, maybe I should have went down to the Rose Bowl. Right. So when it got postponed, I'm not going to lie to you, Spadone. I looked at my phone and looked to see if there was a quick flight. I'm 10 minutes away from SFO. Is there a 12 o'clock flight down to LAX? Right. I'll get my ass to the Rose Bowl.
Spirit? I think they're bankrupt, though.
That was the one. They have one available. So, yeah, probably not.
Probably
stay away from that. Nobody had anything available at that point. But that Rose Bowl with that setting grass.
It was like,
just picturesque. It's beautiful.
And you were there last year when you watched Michigan, Alabama. By the way, Michigan, Alabama, part 2.
Part 2.
Alabama still loses, even though everyone still wants them to be into the college football playoff for some reason.
Ridiculous.
That's just.
They were all lost a lot of money.
Kirk Herbstreit was getting community notes. It was hilarious on Twitter. but there is something about like the outdoor scenery when we're getting all these domes. And I get it. Yeah. Like for like the East Coast, like that has to be a thing. But let's just have like. It sucks that Levi's Stadium isn't having these games.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm getting it back out to. Got to kind of tie it locally. Because they did for a little bit. They had, Clemson, Alabama, right? And Dabo Sweeney famously said, I don't know where the hell I am.
I'm in the middle of California.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of California. I don't know where the hell I am. Santa Clara, where's that? Like, that's the lasting image for me when it comes to college football here in the Bay, is that we had a chance to maybe be part of that rotation going forward, and now we're not. But to your point, just there is something special about, the Big Ten versus, and I know it's not, they're both the same conference now, but the Pac-12 school, Big Ten, Rose Bowl, like New Year's Day, that's what it was for me growing up. That's what I would watch with my dad, whether it was USC, whether it was Penn State, right? And by the way, Penn State, maybe they are going to get the monkey off their back finally.
We'll see. By the way, Lewis Riddick. I like Lewis Riddick.
Yeah, he's good.
He's great
on the broadcast. Yeah, I like Lewis, too.
He speaks with so much intensity.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten another front office gig. I know he's really good at what he does broadcasting, but he wasn't like a scrub or anything. Like, he was a part of a respected organization with Andy Reid in Philadelphia, so I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, a banner day for college sports yesterday.
You brought up the grass fields, and I was actually thinking about this during my break. There's nothing like a good grass field during a big game. All right, like we're going to get that at Arrowhead Stadium where the grass, it's not as green because it's cold, it's winter. That's football.
Right.
That's football.
They're going to be at AT&T.
Notre Dame, Indiana, which is great to kick off the college football playoff. But I'm thinking to myself, how does South Bend, Indiana, Notre Dame, how are they playing on next turf? Give me the grass.
Right.
Give me that great grass that they used to have that would grow high, slot on the opposing teams. Ohio State, we're watching high, like, give me the grass again. Give me the grass fields. I need it. Like, that's what's so great about Michigan and Alabama, right? Tampa Bay, it's raining to start that bowl game. All of a sudden, the rain clears up. It's sunny, but you see the all-white uniforms at Alabama with all the green and all the paint on it. Yeah, it's dirt. It's it's hard-hitting. Yeah. Paint's flying. The end zones are painted. It's grass. Give me grass fields in big games, like that Rose Bowl grass. It's just unbelievable. It's the best grass. It's the best setting, I think, in all the sports. I can't wait to go back. But give me a good grass field, Spadoni, in big-time games. Like Pittsburgh, even though they lost to Kansas City on Christmas
but
Day.
But they had the grass.
They had the grass, yep. Man. Give me that grass field. I hate turf. I hate how turf has ruined some of these iconic stadiums and iconic visuals of these stadiums. Like the Big House. The Big House used to have grass. Give me grass. And I'm not talking about weed. I'm not talking about turtle pie. I'm talking about football fields.
Oh, it could be both. ¿Por qué no los dos? Right. But we won't get into that.
Oh, what's that?
It's a little Spanish.
Ooh,
you know,
what's up?
By the way, I haven't seen you since the Doobie Awards because you were over there. But turtle, like, there's certain callers and people that we got to see for the first time in the flesh. I didn't expect Turtle Pie to look like that. I'm going to be honest. You guys have seen him before. He's hooked you guys up with some goodie bags.
Oh, yeah, to lose the Tom Beattie and the studs in his ear. Now, along with a bunch of weed.
Now, Rob and San Bruno, I haven't seen before. You've seen in the past, looked exactly how I thought Rob and San Bruno was going to look. Tony in Oakland.
Unbelievable.
Roaster of the year, Tony in Oakland.
Roaster of the year.
Maybe she'll make an appearance later on the show today. She's called the last few days.
She will probably make an appearance. Around 9:45, probably.
The Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
But we haven't really got you. So
Antonio in Oakland?
It's Antonio in Oakland. There you go. Every time. Yeah, I love Antonio because I always say it as a producer. He is very succinct in what he wants to talk about. When I'm screening a call, know what you want to talk about, people.
Yeah.
The producers in the back don't want to hear your life story. Just say, this is Antonio in Oakland. I think the Warriors are going to be fine. Steph is still the guy. Look at that. There you go. And that's usually his calls for every single time of the Warriors. But other than that, what did you think of, you know, the NFL, NBA, Christmas? Like, we haven't been able to talk in a while, Bonte.
I thought it was fascinating. Netflix, obviously, with the NFL games. And obviously, you're tapped into it. It was tough because Wemby was going crazy at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks.
There's a lot of good games.
Wembanyama. I thought the better games were produced by the NBA. I thought it was a step in the right direction for the NBA.
Okay.
If you could bottle that up. Knicks Spurs to start the morning. A lot of people are not going to wake up for that. I don't know how much Wemby has translated, but it became box office by the second half. And then the second game was Mavericks and Timberwolves. And this Timberwolves team, you watch Julius Randle just have a complete train wreck, but it was a fascinating basketball game. Luka gets hurt, but you got Kyrie going crazy. You got Anthony Edwards holding on for dear life, and they win that game. It was a good basketball game. Then you get Warriors-Lakers.
It was the game of the night.
No. You get Sixers-Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
The Sixers trying to turn their season around, and they beat Boston Boston. Very good basketball game. You get Warriors-Lakers. Steph and LeBron turned out to be a very good basketball game. And even the nightcap, the Nuggets and the Suns.
Yeah.
Very good basketball game. You got Kevin Durant, you got Jokic. I thought the NBA, it was a step in the right direction. I think they had a really good day. Texans are obviously fading, and we watched Lamar. Lamar was great.
Yeah.
He had the Beyonce concert and whatnot.
Beyonce
Bowl. The NFL is going to do what they do. They're going to try to take over every holiday.
And I think they've already taken over Christmas. I think it's over.
Ratings-wise, sure.
Yes.
Ratings-wise, they're going to get it because middle America, they're going to look around and say, why do we care about the Sixers?
Yep.
Why do we care? Like, there's a lot more. Obviously, football's going to be king. But I thought the NBA held their own on Christmas Day. I really do. It was a good day for them because they need some positive PR.
Right. That's what it is. As we're doing positive PR right now about college football, which is the second most watched sport in America behind NFL football.
This playoff is great.
No, to your point, when you open up the show saying this is going to be the second most watched sporting event other than the Super Bowl, and you're right, because we just can't get enough football. It doesn't matter whether it's college or not. And yes, give me more football. Like, this is what we've been wanting. Yes, we're going to have some blowouts. Like, even in a blowout, though, I was surprised. I didn't expect Oregon to get blown out by that much.
Well, wasn't it great? Like, watching the blowout. So, because I got the sits, I was like, wow, okay, Ohio State's
they looked like on another level
three plays in.
Yeah.
And then they force a punt, and they move the ball, and they punt, and get the ball back, and they go 14-0. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, this may be a blowout. I don't know what Oregon can do. They're trying to run the football. They can't run the football. They can't stop the pass. They can't stop the run. But you start to see the stars of tomorrow with Ohio State. Jeremiah Smith. Who's the receiver number two? Ibuka? I forget his name. But he's going to be a star in the league. He's going to be a nice little player. Not a star, maybe, but a nice little wide receiver.
Ibuka.
Ibuka. Yep. Trayvon Henderson. Junkin, the running backs. going to be good. They got that defensive line. Caleb Downs, the safety who left Alabama and went to Ohio State. I want this guy on the 49ers. This guy looks like a playmaker. He gets his hands on all type of footballs, deflections, near picks. You got guys who are going to be ballers on Sunday. So then you're watching them just flourish and demolish an Oregon team that looks so good. That had a Heisman Trophy finalist in Dylan Gabriel. There are fascinating. There are some good things you can take away from a blowout. I thought Ohio State looked very impressive in that blowout. It was fascinating.
Caleb Downs, his uncle, by the way, Dre Bly. Did you know that?
Wow, so I did not know that.
In his blood.
I did not know that. What year is he? Is he a junior?
He's a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Yes. So he
is he a redshirt sophomore?
No, so he played the year last year for Alabama, this year. So he could technically come out, right? Am I right? Correct with that?
No, just he has to come out. He has to play 3 years.
It has to be three. Okay, that's what it is.
So
okay.
If it's a redshirt.
Okay.
So if he's not redshirted, damn.
He's not.
Got to win another year for Caleb Downs?
Yeah.
So that's what was fascinating about the blowout. It's like, how much are they going to dismantle Oregon by? They were 34-0 midway through the second quarter.
Right.
It's Oregon.
Right. Oregon's usually doing that to other people.
And look how hard Oregon had to try to score that touchdown before halftime. It was almost depressing. And then on top of that, we didn't get to this. Chris Fowler is like in the booth saying, well, you have no choice but to come out for the second half if you're Oregon. He was basically like feeling sorry for them.
Right.
It was unbelievable. Chris Fowler's tone just taking shots at Oregon. So anyway, I'm fascinated with college football playoffs. I'm fascinated with sports. We're a week away from the NFL playoffs, Bedeau.
Well, I mean, I thought you were going to mention the Australian Open coming up shortly. Bonte Hill, come on.
Come from
the land down under.
Oh, don't Let's do that go. To me, man. Where's BG Tennis Station at? Where's he at? He's actually texting about the Warriors. He's freaking out about the Warriors. We'll get to all that stuff. Hey,
we got to get to the Warriors. We need some Bonte Hill calmness here, people.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that.
No. Wait,
you want calmness with the Niners? You want calmness with the Warriors?
The Warriors are scaring me right now. Bonte, you're the face of my Golden State Warriors. You got to help me out here.
Panic meter might be out.
So
who knows?
No.
Man, who knows?